special Friday broadcast because, you know, I said I would, you know, this marks the first Friday I ever did a broadcast. I usually, like I said, you know me for Monday. Just started Wednesday. Now we're doing Friday. I said I wanted to get my money's worth on these airwaves because, you know, doing a broadcast once a week was not good enough. You know, I wanted to get the message of Mentelect and the future evolution of our people out there stronger. So I said I had to burn these airwaves up even harder 3 days a week. I don't know too many people that are going to do, unless you like a nationally syndicated or, you know, locally syndicated radio station or radio personality. They do five shows a week or five shows a week for 4 hours. I said I can do three for 2 hours a piece. And I never run out of topics to talk about because, you know, my ways of thinking have become extended, especially in this realm of our evolution and looking into the future. I've always been one who was a future thinker. My thoughts have always been futuristic, and that's what the state of Mentel is founded on. So when I decided to talk about relationships between black men and black women and the future of them, I said I would extend that future knowledge of Mentelect, you know, and the vision, the future thoughts I see of black men and black women and their relationships and where they're going together, why we are not connecting like we used to, why we're not syncing up, why there is a loss that we seem to get lost in translation when talking to one another. I checked into all, you know, I look at all of these things because I have become a keen observer of life and just watching things. I'm one who knows how to be silent and listen and watch. One who doesn't get easily steered away. I just pay attention. See, the biggest thing that men don't do when dealing with women is pay attention. They don't watch. Women, or should I say females today, they tend not to, you know, they tend to be more in tune than men. They pick up more things than men by nature. And what they pick up in the nature of men or the males that they're dealing with is what they're made of, what their foundation is, what their structure is, what their strengths are, what their weaknesses are. Women are quick to size that up in men. They know exactly what they are dealing with. Don't let women only fool themselves when they sit and they say they don't know, you know, somebody comes out of the blue and acts a certain way or they're fooled by it. There's always an inclination. Men are transparent. There's always an inclination. A person always shows their real self, especially men. They're quick to show their real self to you. So you always have an inclination that oftentimes women ignore when dealing with men, and it could be for various reasons. It could be because you think he's cute. It could be because you think he's, you know, he has some what y'all call swagger, whatever the case may be. All these things play a part in putting your brain to sleep and realizing who and what you're dealing with. So we're going to discuss that tonight on this special Friday State of Mentel Radio, which is not going to be a special Friday because we're going to be doing something every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. I am the intellectual Nubian Menkares, and like I said, this is State of Mentel Radio, and we're going to be delving deep dish into our relationships because, you know, black women, people in general, but especially women, black women, they peek up and they always want to know about relationships. They're reading books like, you know, Steve Harvey's Think Like a Act Like a Lady, Think Like a Man. And they made a movie out of that. People always want to know about relationships, you know, because nobody wants to be alone. But to get at the heart of the matter, to get at the bare bones of the matter on why black relationships are not connecting, why there's lost, why we get lost in translation, why we don't stay together like we used to anymore, why, you know, our relationships don't last. Is there a such thing as a Mr. Right or a Mr. Right Now, you know, somebody that you're dealing with? what clicks us up and what keeps us together and what will hold us together and be the holding gel for us in the new millennium. It's funny. The thing you have to look at is our history. You have to look at where we came from and where we're at now to answer all of those questions. Reason why we stayed together in the past is because you were dealing with a totally different kind of people back then. You had people, real men and real women back then. And I'm talking about in the 30s, the 40s, and the 50s. You had real people back then. You had real men and real women that were whole people. You understand what I mean by whole people? They stood for something. And real women recognized real men and vice versa. And they linked up based on that. Real women had no problem finding husbands back then, staying with husbands back then. Divorce wasn't something that was common amongst black people in the 30s and the 40s and the 50s. You hear about people getting together and marrying each other and staying together for 50 years and having 9, 10 children and death do they part and they stay together because those were real people. They made real connections. Real, only real people. Real people with a real solid foundation, something that they stand for, something that they are about. People that stand for something. Only real solid people can sustain real solid connections. But if you look at the so-called black man and black woman today, you don't see real black men and real black women. You don't. The average black man and the average black woman are shallow as hell. They don't stand for nothing. So if they're shallow as hell, if you have a conversation with the average black man, he's usually not talking about nothing. And the average he's usually an airhead. And the average black woman, she don't stand for nothing. She's usually an airhead. She's usually talking about something stupid. You know what I mean? So if you got people whose foundation is weak like that, mental foundation is weak, there can be no real strong relationship or no real strong connection that's going to last. How can you expect a strong, deep relationship to last when the foundation of the two people in that relationship is weak? They're weak as people. They're weak as individuals. So how can they form a lasting connection? How could they be about something greater when their foundation is weak, when it's less? When you look at and you can have a conversation with them, you can't engage in a real conversation with these people. There's no real girth to them. There's no real nothing that they stand for or stand on. You hear it all the time. You can't get into an intelligent conversation with our people. There was a time where you can engage our people in intelligent conversation. And, you know, you would have a conversation with a man's wife, right? And, you know, just talking to her, and you could be a brother. We used to look at a woman, another man's wife and be like, I could see why the brother got with her. She, you know, the sister got something on it. She's loyal, faithful. She, you know, all these things, and she stood for something. She was real. She stood for something, you know. Or a woman to have a conversation with another woman's husband and see that the brother was firm and strong and he was a real man. It's a real man. You don't see that today. Many of you women are in search of real men. Many of you women today are in search of real men. I'm going to say it one more time because I like to hit it on the three. Many of you women are in search of real men, and they are few and far in between. You have a lot of males out here, and they are being made in society to be so much like you. What I mean by that is these males that you end up hooking up with, linking up with, you end up finding out that these guys have more feminine tendencies, more feminine foundation than you. Don't fall for the whole thug thing and the guy beating on his chest and just because he'll lay up and he'll put the pipe down real good, all that stuff, like I said. But at the heart of him, at the heart of the so-called black man in America today lies a naked woman, the average black man, weak, right? And at the heart of the average black woman lies a shallow female, little girl, weak. But they are missing something. They want to be with somebody. They don't know how to be with somebody because they don't know themselves. So they don't know how to be in a relationship. They don't know how to be connected, but they know they should be. And they only feel that way because, you know, they see it on TV, they've seen it in their parents. It's still in the minds in the society that they should be with somebody or that they should be in some sort of relationship. But that's starting to fade gradually. That's why you got baby mothers. That's why you got, you know, young girls who having babies. They don't expect to get married to the guys they with. They don't expect it. You know, marriage is becoming a thing of the past with this next generation. They got jump offs and all this other stuff. And like I said, we had that before. We, you know, men and women bonded. But even the sexual relationships are not real between black men and black women no more. Rare that it's real between them. You know, because men feel, and I'm going to share this with women, men, you will last a lot longer in a relationship with a real man. Notice I said a real man. You will last a lot longer in a relationship with a real man if he's free, if he feels free enough to be himself around you. Okay? Oftentimes when relationships don't last with men and women, between men and women, when a man just pulls out of the relationship or he goes elsewhere and he gets, you know, entangled with another woman or whatever the case is, because he doesn't want you to get to know him that well. So he keeps the relationship casual. He keeps it light. He pulls out before you really get serious about him because he doesn't want you to know him. He still wants to keep it in a new phase. He wants to always keep a mystery about himself. He doesn't want you to totally get to know him because most of these black men know that they suffer from an insecurity. Most of the black men know that they have tendencies and certain things about them that you as black women won't accept. You as black women will chide and make fun of and ostracize them. And they'll make them uncomfortable. And they'll take them off at a little bit of foundation of manhood that they have left in the society. And they don't want that. They'd rather come off as a Don P. stud with many women and have that image out there rather than to show exactly what many of them are. And that is naked women underneath. You're going to be hard-pressed to find real men in this society, real men who stand up for anything. Real solid men, real men of vision, real men who see a big future, see the bigger picture. Right? You'll be hard-pressed. So much so that when a man is dealing with you black women, you know, and when you're dealing with the average black man, it's lessened your vision. It's lessened your vision. It's shortened your vision. So when you do come across a black man who has a big sees the big picture and it's just beyond, you know, he ain't just about sex and just about that. And I'm not saying there's nothing wrong with that, you know, having that intimate relationship, but he's beyond just that. You know, you don't know how to receive that. You don't know quite what to make of that. You can't really read him because you're used to a slew of Negroes who just basically are anatomically correct but mentally wrong. They're anatomically correct but mentally wrong. They don't know or they don't have a clue on how to key in to anything in the future. Your relationships are shallow. Your relationships are shallow. They're just solely based on sex. That's it. Your relationships, the black man and black woman, average black man and black woman's relationship is solely based on sex. If you listen to them, have a conversation, average black. And I sat and I've listened to average married black couple having conversation. It's so damn boring. You better off watching paint dry on the wall. That's how boring the average conversation is between the black man and black woman. There's no stimulating conversation there with the average black man and black woman. They're not talking about nothing. So when they're not talking about nothing, once the whole thing of why they got with each other wore off, once the sex done wore off, once, you know, he done hit it 50 different ways and she done did everything to you, then it gets old. Then he runs out and he's looking for a new thrill, a new artificial thrill. He's looking for the next sex partner. He's looking for somebody that he could talk with and somebody he can, you know, connect with. He's looking for that. He's looking for that more than sex because he can have sex with you. You understand? He can have sex with you. He's looking for somebody he can connect with mentally. But he doesn't know it. But, you know, because he's so shallow, he can't find that. He can't find anybody to stimulate him mentally, or he can't even get himself stimulated. He doesn't know which way to go. He's lost, and you know, all of the conversation, everything gets lost in translation. Everything gets lost. You know, he's lost. He actually has to go out and look for sex when, like I said, in actuality, he's looking for a companion, somebody he can talk to, somebody he can do more than sex. They say at one point in time, the other woman is like the psychiatrist. When a man is with another woman, he has his wife, but then the other woman he could talk to, he could be free with. He doesn't have to put on airs with the other woman. Very rarely in a relationship do men get comfortable enough with a woman, even when they're married, husband and wife, do they get comfortable enough to be themselves totally? I mean, if you can get past that with a man, where he can feel comfortable being himself, then y'all can stay together forever, damn near. Till y'all both drop dead, knowing y'all old and gray. Y'all can stay together forever as long as y'all two feel comfortable around each other and there's nobody putting on airs. See, that's what happens in a relationship where people meet each other and they're constantly putting on airs. They don't get past the whole point of putting on airs and fake masks. And the woman, she got fake hair. She can't peel off her hair yet. She don't want you seeing her naked without hair. Nia Long said something one time, and it blew my mind. She said, when they was talking about good hair, she said, you know, you really got to be my nigga. She talking about being her man. You really got to be my nigga before I let you see me without my hair. Wow. So that goes into a whole thing of not feeling comfortable with the people you with. That goes into a whole thing of not feeling connected to who you're with. That goes into a whole thing of not being able to communicate with the people you're with. Past sex. Because you can only run a relationship but for so long on sex. That can only run but so long. You got to have something in common. Like Chris Rock said, you can see two crackheads together, they'll be together forever. Funny thing is, in my neighborhood, I seen two crackheads, and they done had a baby together on crack, and they still together. They ain't separating because they got crack in common. They got drugs in common. You understand? The people in church, they got church in common. They got something in common. All right? Show you about hiding who you are. The guy who came out with that book On the Down Low, I forget what his name is, he successfully hid from his wife his homosexuality for 20-some-odd years or more. They had children together. I think they was high school sweethearts, whatever. They had children together. They had froze in the 70s, went to the 80s. I think his name is J.H. something. I forget what his name is. But he hid that for years. I don't know if his wife had any inclination that, you know, he had some sugar in his tank, but he hid that for years. He's sleeping in the same bed with this woman, had children with this woman, you know, probably running out and, you know, doing his thing on the side with dudes. But this is what goes on where there's no communication, where you don't really know who you with, when you don't really know your man. Somebody, sister was telling me about a relationship she was in where, you know, she married a brother and, you know, he ran out on her and, you know, thought everything was everything, you know, and thought they had a connection, right? Now, what I didn't share with the sister was when she was telling me was that, you know, you got two people who are in different spaces mentally, and oftentimes women ignore that. Women ignore when you are totally in different spaces with a man mentally. You'll ignore it so much because the man's handsome, he look good, you know, he, you know, whatever. You know, you'll convince yourself that it's just a sex thing. And some women are good at, you know, having a sexual relationship with a man and not, you know, building off of that. But it's not, you know, if you can continue a sexual relationship with a man, then it's not really about sex. What do I mean by that? If you can continue a sexual relationship with a man and it's not about sex, obviously y'all have something to talk about outside of bed. There's really nothing wrong with having a sexual relationship with somebody as long as you have something, a goal that you're reaching, something that y'all stand on, something that you're firm and have a foundation on that you're reaching for together. Because without that, without any real conversation or without any real connection outside of that, it won't last. And that's the dilemma with black relationships today. It's all about sex. It's all about shallow, empty sex. Women convince themselves that they're in love with a man because of, you know, his rod, because of his hip action. They convince themselves that they're in love because they got a few orgasms. They don't know, you know, beyond that, why a man is worth being with. They don't see nothing beyond that. Some women just don't want to be alone. They don't openly choose to be with this man because of what he stands for. He's just a fill-in. He's just somebody to take up space. They don't even know who it is they're laying with. They don't know. But they lay with the person because it helps to fill a void. They want somebody in their life to fill an empty space because they're told in society, you're told in society that you're supposed to have someone fill a space, that there is an empty space in your life. They teach you how to, or they don't tell anything about being alone without being lonely. Being alone without being lonely. That's an art that our people, or especially the black woman, has not mastered yet, being alone without being lonely. Some black women have mastered it, but most black women have not. That's why you got these black women on these things. Oh, I'm 30, and it's almost time. I got to have a husband. I got to have children. My biological clock is ticking and stuff like that. And why is it that the black – it was something on they did on national TV where they talked about why black women are not, finding husbands and things like that. You know, it was something big, you know, and – Steve Harvey came out. I guess he came out to push his book. And, you know, all these people came out into this podium and they was talking about, you know, and they touched on the shallow things about it. You know, they touched on the shallow things about it. But we, in the state of mental being deep thinkers, know what it is. Know what it is. You got shallow people. People who are shallow as hell. Shallow people cannot make deep connections. It's impossible. Their relationships don't last. Most of them black women, they did this thing in Atlanta, and they had a studio rent out, and Sherry Shepherd was up there, and all these people, these women was up there. She didn't have a husband at the time. She was somebody now. But, you know, Sherry Shepherd from The View, and they talked about how, oh, you know, the black woman, she, you know, this, that, and the third, and, you know, and why we can't find a husband. They had women in there big as hell, just eating everything, and they talking about, you know, some big linebacker chicks, and they talking about they want a man. They don't date. I'm like, for what, to abuse them? I didn't even understand that. Why, you know, I didn't get that. You know, they wanted men. And it seemed like they were more intrigued by food than men. Just to be there, you know, not, you don't even make yourself appealing to men to actually keep one. You know, just to start in that direction, or make yourself whole for yourself. Most of those women were in there were bitter. You know, Hill Harper showed up trying to sell a book. You know, most of bitter black women in there, angry because of whatever, you know, relationships or whatever encounters they had with black men, and why the black men didn't stay. Because it's all, you know, it's always the black man's fault. It's never the woman's fault. It's never, you know, it's never an equal thing. He always did something. You know. That's the line. You know, why black women can't get married. Why they having a hard time finding a husband. Right? You ever ask them, why do you want a husband? What do you bring into the table? They, you know, what do you bring into the table as a woman? See, when you start asking women that and you don't get answers, that's a sign that, you know, or that's an answer to why they're single. That's a real answer. Blue Six, Beautiful Tomorrow. Why can't black women find Mr. Right? Because she has to know who she is before she gets it right. We got a call on the air, 678. You're on the air, 678.
Brother Newman, this is Jermaine Smith.
Jermaine Smith, how you doing, brother?
Yeah, brother, man, I don't want to hold you up because I'm learning from this message. But I just want to, let you know that I appreciate what you're doing. And, you share some information on my Facebook, and it's helped a lot of people, although they failed to comment on it. But I just want to let you know that, you're free to use my page to, I guess, to advocate what you're talking about and to continue to advocate what you're talking about. Because what you're talking about, a lot of people, they may not agree with your religious beliefs, but what you're saying is true. And people are feeling you and they're hearing you.
Mm-hmm.
I had two friends. They called me early this morning from your previous post on my timeline. And I was like, who is this guy? And I believe they're listening now.
Okay.
I told them you would have another show on Friday. So, mm-hmm. Like I said, just feel free. Continue to use my Facebook for support. And it's always open to you. Because I agree with what you're saying. I'm learning from it. And a lot of other people are, too.
Thank you. Thank you, brother. That's always good to hear. Brother Jermaine Smith out in Georgia in college, brother going to be a lawyer. We need thinkers and whatnot. See, what happens is a lot of our, what our people don't agree with and what I'm saying and what I'm teaching in the state of mentality and in the knowledge of mentality, they don't totally understand it right now, but you will, because we're leaving the age of information and certain things that we held on to in the 20th century, and we're coming into a 21st century form of higher knowledge, a different way of doing things. So new things, new ways of thinking are always going to puzzle some of the people, are going to, some things you might not disagree with right off the bat, but in time you'll understand and you will see why I'm going where I'm going. And a lot of it you're going to start to agree with because it makes sense. I will not say anything on these airwaves that will not ever make sense. Everything has to be sensible. Everything has to deal with logic, pure logic. Everything has to deal with sense, things that you can actually practice, practical knowledge. Even when I speak about God, God has to be practical for the people, or else you can't really absorb the idea of God and who God is. That's why we got so many different beliefs now. So,
exactly. Like I said, with the previous message on polygamy, I mean, I had like some girls that would never ever consider that idea, but with your information, it is logical, but it's also backed with, scriptures from the Bible. When you,
mm-hmm.
I forgot the scripture, it was Isaiah something. But, I mean, now you got girls just looking at the idea from a different perspective, and they're saying, now I see how it could work. How it could be beneficiary to our society and our black community.
Okay, these are young ladies that were listening to the show with you?
Well, I mean, like I said, I had some people text me over the past couple of days,
mm-hmm.
from your posting on my Facebook, and
mm-hmm.
They were listening on their own because, when they see me like something and, they're gonna listen to it, so we just got it. I mean, I'm not trying to, brag.
No,
people
listen,
are bored now because we're on spring break. So anytime somebody's doing something, everybody's being nosy because we're all at home just chilling. I had a girl. She was like, I never can, looked at it from that perspective.
Mm-hmm.
And then she went down and did a little bit of research, and she was saying, that was actually normal. Back, during the slave trade, back in slavery, or before slavery, polygamy was actually normal back in Africa and everything. So, I mean, she's not saying that it's for her, per se, but now she's kind of getting an understanding on what it's about.
Well, in this society, they tell you that polygamy and an extra wife or things like that, they tell you that that's wrong in the society, but then the white male will turn around and have a woman on the side, or he'll be doing extramarital affairs because in his heart and in his nature, he wants to have a polygamous connection, but he just doesn't want to advocate that in the society. And in our society with black men and black women, where there's more women to men, and you got women out here being alone and, good women who can't find men, It's going to have to be a it's going to have to be an avenue. It's going to have to be, after a while, to a lot of women, it's going to have to be an avenue or a choice that they're going to have to be, they have to take a second look at. Because it even says in the Bible, they said in the end times, seven women are going to take hold of one man. What do you think that means?
Exactly.
So that's telling you it's going to come a time.
Like you said, there's not enough real men out here. I mean, like I said, with me being from Atlanta, you know, the homosexual thing is booming here.
Oh, I know it is. It's here in New York too. That's prophecy, brother. That's prophecy.
Yeah, and girls are starting to, like this girl here. She's starting to see from your perspective, and now it's logical, and now she's able to see it in the real world. So, I mean, like I said, brother, continue to use my Facebook page as the avenue, because people will hear you.
Okay.
And because they can see it happening now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we got women that are willing to sleep with a known homosexual male just because she just have to have a man. There's not enough real men out here. And so now that's how we're spreading disease in our community. It's just ridiculous.
Exactly. And you got these guys out here, like I said, you know, when I was explaining about the mindset of the average black male, I said the mindset of the average black male, he has a feminine mentality anyway. So he can't sustain a real relationship with a black woman or somebody who's looking for a man. He can't sustain that, you know. So it happens, you know, that this, you know, this is what ends up happening with, you know, where they wonder why, you know, I can't keep a lasting relationship with a man and whatnot, what I have to do. And, you know, this is the situation here. You know, this society has feminized men in general, but especially the black man.
Yeah.
You know, so that's the dilemma that, you know, we face.
But brother, man, I don't want to hold you up because, like I said, I'm sure you got a lot more information to share, and I'm still learning from this message. So, I just want to let you know that, and, you know, I want to hang up and continue to listen and learn.
All right. Beautiful, brother. Thank you for calling in. I appreciate the offer to use your page. I will do that. Thank you.
All right. No problem. All right.
Peace, brother. All right.
Peace.
Brother Jermaine from Georgia, you know. That's the young minds right there. That's what I'm talking about. I love, you know, doing this, you know, for the young minds, the ones of our people, the next generation, you know, generation next. Because, you know, a lot of our people, you know, a lot of our people are sick mentally and they're unhealthy in the mindset of, you know, relationships and things like that. And you have a lot of bitter black women. A lot of bitter black women who are poisoning the minds of younger black women because they're angry and they're jealous and they're mad because they didn't find a man, so they don't want their young daughters to find a man or be in a happy relationship. So that's bleeding over into a lot of the mentality of black relationships. A lot of young black women have seen, like I said, they end up joining that pack of angry black women who are looking to form something to be against the black man. This thing is really big, this men against women thing, this gender war thing is another thing that plays a part in our relationships and why they don't stay together. This us against them mentality. It's not us together anymore. It's the gender war thing, us against them. Where did we buy that crap from? We bought into it from the white man and that nonsense that he was promoting in the 60s, women are from Venus, men are from Mars, or vice versa, I don't know, some nonsense where they was promoting that whole women against men, that whole anti-relationship thing and the women's movement. So a lot of that bled into our relationships. A lot of that caused divide in the black man and the black woman in our relationships. As soon as that stuff came, because prior to that time in the 50s and the 40s and stuff like that, we didn't have a high divorce rate. We didn't have men running out on their families. Men and women staying together, having children, you know, and it truly meant a time till death do you part. It truly meant that, you know, women stuck by their men stuck by their families and their women. And, you know, they raised families together. They stuck together. They was in it together. Not so now. In this society, they tell a black woman, you don't need the black man. And the black woman comes with this mentality like, hey, I don't need the black man. You know? So when you're in a relationship And you got this mentality like, nigga, I don't need you. That's the mentality a lot of black women come with. Nigga, I don't need you. Whether, you know, you mean it or not, but it comes off in your brashness, in your attitude, maybe because you got hurt by men before or males because, you know, you gave your heart and your heart got broken. But that damage that was done to you bleeds over into your next relationship. So that's not healthy. You understand? You end up giving the next man your baggage from your last relationship. You end up, that ends up bleeding over into your new relationships. You know, the mentality you have about men, this us against them mentality. You know, this mindset where the man feels as though women, you know, are to be had and going through, and that they're not worth more than that. You know, most men feel as though women are not worth more than sex, especially, like I said, with the black woman. The man feels like she's not worth more than sex because he's not free to be himself. He's not free to get an outlet, a mental outlet from a lot of black women. He doesn't see that where there's a mental outlet. He doesn't see where she's opening up different avenues to him. You understand? What a lot of black men, honestly, what a lot of black men see in black women is bitching and moaning and complaining. That's what they feel. Where they feel like maybe with another woman, be it Asian, white, or whatever, they're not going to get that. They're looking for harmony and peace. They're looking for an outlet to their ideas, somebody that can bring different ideas. And this is how they look at other women. They don't see the black woman that way. You understand that? They need to look at the ratio of interracial relationships with the black man and the white woman and the other women, and why those relationships will work, will oftentimes work, and, you know, versus the ones that don't work with the black woman. You know? Freedom. Freedom. No man will deny that he wants to be free with his woman. He wants to feel free. He wants to be able to be himself. He doesn't want to be torn down and made to feel ostracized by little things he has about himself that's going on with him. He doesn't want to feel ostracized. He doesn't want to feel like he has to be phony. You know? This is why these things end. They don't last long. Tell me if anybody, you know, anybody can call in and tell me what is it in the black relationships, in the average black relationship, what is it that keeps, you know, even for a short period of time, what keeps black people together? What gets them to the altar? What keeps them in little semi-relationships enough to have children? I already know the answer to the question, but I want to see if we all on the same page, if anyone cares to call. And I already know the answer is sex. You know, I already know the answer is sex. And like I said, there's nothing wrong with sex. It's a natural thing. It's a beautiful thing. However, if your relationship is based solely on that, if there's not as much mental stimulation outside the bed as there is physical stimulation in the bed, then it's not going to last. Because like I said, the black man, the black woman today, the average black man and black woman today are not talking about nothing. They're mentally dead. They're airheads. They're not talking about anything. The mental level on this planet is very low. And the mindset of the black man and black woman is very low. There's nothing, you know, there's nothing for them to connect to on a higher level. There's nothing for them, nothing that feeds their minds. And if there's nothing that feeds the mind, then there's nothing that feeds the brain. Because the brain and the mind, mind is a force field around the brain that pulls in messages. It's like your communication center. And it pulls in messages to the brain, which has nerve endings, that feed you. You need messages to feed you, just like you need food to feed yourself. What happens if you don't have food to feed yourself? You'll die. It'll turn into a famine, you'll die. Same thing mentally. That's why, like I said, you see women, and I'm going to talk about that in the broadcast, or should I say not in the broadcast, but in the CD that's coming out, The Great Mental Depression of the Modern Day Black Woman, which will be out April 3rd from the State of Mentel, where I'm speaking about why black women are really depressed. You know, that's coming out April 3rd. It's going to be available on podcast to the State of Mintel, the State of Mintel site, the official State of Mintel site, thesom.info, thesom.info. You can go to the site and see that. But, you know, if there is no mental stimulation, there's nothing to reach for. If there's nothing that you two are going to, if you're not climbing to the next level together mentally, if you're not on the same page mentally and you're not moving to the next level, if there's no new heights to climb, if there's no new worlds to conquer, if there's no nothing that you both stand for that's beyond, that's bigger than you, that's beyond the bedroom, that's beyond the kids, that's beyond the hand holding and flower giving, if there's nothing bigger than that, then it's not going to last. It's not going to last. And that's the problem with a lot of our relationships. There's nothing beyond that. It's nothing beyond shallow things. It's nothing beyond that. It's nothing beyond shallow connections. It's nothing beyond shallow talk. Nothing beyond just shallow sex. You understand? Hell, a black woman can get a damn vibrator. She don't need the man if that's the case. She don't need the headaches. You know? A lot of times a black woman, I heard a black woman say, and many black women said, they said, I'd be 6 or 7 months into a relationship or a year into a relationship, and she'd be like, why am I with him again? They start thinking like, why the hell am I with him again? They'll start thinking that. You know why they start having thoughts like that? They start having thoughts like that because the whole idea, the whole sexual attraction on wore off. They used to you now in bed. They used to how you move this way and do this and do that and how you bring out this in them and all that. They used to it now. So now, what else is there? Where's the new plateau? Where's the new height to climb? There is none. There is none. So now she's looking for the exit. She like, damn, you know. And he like, damn, you know, he go running after a new piece of tail because, hey, you know, he's trying to get that. He's trying to find stimulation like what he found with you the first time. He's trying to find that again. It's not so much the woman that he's looking to have sex with. He's looking that, you know, he goes after. He's looking for that stimulation that he felt the same time when he first got you. That height of excitement that eventually wears off. He looks to be sexually stimulated over mental stimulation. You understand? What will sustain a lasting relationship? Constant satisfaction will sustain a relationship. Sexually satisfied, you know, financial, everything. Constant satisfaction will sustain a relationship. New heights. Seek satisfaction. Don't seek happiness. Don't seek sadness. Seek satisfaction. I gave you a little bit of a jewel from the CD. It's going to be way more stuff on it, but I just took a little bit of it because it factors over into all things in your life. Seek satisfaction with a man, ultimately. With a woman, seek satisfaction all the time. Seek different heights with a woman mentally. Challenge her. If she can't challenge you mentally, if he can't challenge you mentally, then you're with the wrong person. You understand? If you can't, you know what? I said, the women that are sitting here, the sisters that are sitting here listening to this broadcast, they man should be sitting there listening to him too. If he can't say, I don't want to hear that, or y'all can't discuss it afterwards, or y'all can't discuss, you know, what the new height is or what y'all trying to do and whatnot, or you got a sister that's here and she's mentally inclined and conscious or whatever, and the man's like, I don't want to hear that crap, and this, that, and the third, that's not going to last long. That's not going to last long because y'all both standing on different foundations. He just want to be an average nigga. You want to be something more than that. And one of two things happens. Either you're going to pull him up out of that state or he's going to pull you down into his state. But there's never a balance. There will never be a balance. There's never a balance in that. On these type of relationships. That's why I said you must find a person that feeds you mentally, sexually, constantly satisfying you. And the only way a man will feel free, the only way you're going to get the maximum satisfaction out of a man and a woman is if they're constantly free to be themselves. If they're constantly free to be themselves, if you give them the freedom to be themselves, then they'll do anything. Your wish is their command. They will constantly satisfy you. You understand? You don't look to put them down and make them feel ashamed of themselves. Like a child. You know when you have a child who you let them feel free and to express themselves, and then you get the best out of that child. He's happy. He dancing. He's doing this, that, and the third. The same thing with men and women. If you provide them a stage in your life to be free to be who they are, you understand? Ultimately who they are, then they will give you ultimate satisfaction in bed, out of bed, mental stimulation, everything. Ride with them. Walk with them. Talk with them. Be like them. Be that sponge. Be with them, but make sure it's genuine. Make sure it's genuine. Make sure that you're not faking it, because if you're faking it, time is going to tell. If you're faking being one who is mentally in tune with that person, who stands for the same things that person stands for, find someone who where you stand for something just as much as they stand for. But on your own, first find out what you stand for. Find out what you're about. See, for most black women, it's too late. I'm going to be honest with you. Most black women ain't going to never find nobody. And they don't know why. And I'm telling you tonight, they should be all in droves, lined up, listening to this show. Though it will perplex a lot of black women. Because they'll be like, what are you talking about? I'm shallow. I'm a good woman. What makes you a good woman? What makes you a good woman? What makes him a good man? What are y'all about? What do you stand for? What do you fall for? What are you about? What are you advocating? What are you working toward? What are you trying to build in society? What are you trying to do? What is it that your children could be proud of you for? You understand that? I've seen women who've had children, right? And, you know, men will stand back and watch. You understand? And they'll watch how women are with their children. They'll watch how women are hardworking, strong, about something, you know, about some, you know, about bettering themselves and things like that. Real men will attract to that. Real men will see that and attract to that. I mean, of course, you'll get your ones who, you know, just trying to get, you know, get in your pants and stuff like that. But that's few and far in between, because 9 times out of 10, when you throw up those reflectors and you, like, you know, you show him a man that you about something, he's going to get away from you, the ones who ain't about nothing. But the ones who are about something, they'll draw right to you like flies. You understand? You have to beat them off with a stick. And that's real. Likes attract the likes. The average black woman, like I said, she's shallow, so it's nothing near for her to attract anything to. Just like the average black man, there's nothing near that's going to attract and stick but sex. The little bit that they have is attracted to them and then eventually falls away because it's shallow. You understand? You can't sustain real, lasting, I'm going to say it again, you cannot sustain real, lasting relationships when you're shallow. And these books in society promote more shallowness. You understand that? They're teaching you to be more shallow. They're teaching you and they're promoting to you more shallow nonsense. You understand that? They can't teach you how to be a whole and complete person, because only a whole and complete person can attract another whole and complete person. You have two half people. You know, you have two people who are just physically or anatomically there, and they think they're whole people. They're not whole people. See, this is what we explain in the state of mentality. We about making whole people, whole men and whole women, real men and real women, extracting them out of the people who are half, the people who are incomplete. You have to be a complete man in order to attract a complete woman. You have to be a complete woman in order to attract a complete man. Don't listen to these women who sit up here, like I said, and if you feel as though, you know, oh, I'm not like those women who talk about the men and the man haters and beating down the men and whatnot, but you're still not attracting men, then it's something, you know, either something you're not doing or something, because like I said, that's going to, a man's going to attract to you if you are about something. You understand? He's going to pick up your, he's going to pick up your scent. He's going to pick up your vibe. He's going to come over to you. You're going to be like nectar to him. He's going to be like a bee, and you're going to be like nectar to him because he's going to see your light. There's a literally a light that most men can see that comes off of women. And they can also see women who have a dull light. You understand? They can see that. They can see the women who just dull and don't really, you know, they're not about nothing. They can see that. Versus the women who have that strong light that's coming off them. They admire those women. They want to get with those women. They want to talk to those women. Strengthen and brighten your light. That's the answer. You know, though most women won't get that in this message. Because, like I said, most of the women are shallow. They won't get that in the message. They want to sit around and read Steve Harvey book. Understand? They want to read one more book where they telling you some nonsense about acting like a man and thinking like a woman, and you know, and just some catchy, trendy top title to a book. You understand? And that's not the answer. That's not the answer that's going to sustain your relationships. You understand? You got to understand who you're in a relationship with first and foremost, and who you are. Are you shallow? Is he shallow? Is he really talking about anything? You understand? Past pretty words and all kind of BS sayings and stuff like that. What does he stand for? What does this nigga stand for? What do you stand for? That's the question. That's the question. Can you answer that? Can you honestly answer that? Can you honestly answer if you are really a good woman? And be honest with yourself. Can you really answer, are you a good man? And don't lie to yourself. Don't lie to make yourself, because only you lying to yourself, time will tell with the women you get and the women you don't get in your life. Star, great mother flow.
The great mother, the cosmic womb, source of life, ocean, sonic boom, DNA, immortal, stars align, open portals. I am the great mother, cosmic womb, source of life, ocean, sonic boom, DNA, immortal, stars align, open portals.
Balance.
Never break my spirit, futile to even try. I learned to love instead of hate, that's the reason why. I am on my square, in the midst of chaos, channeling the spirit without a seance. It's my nature, bam. Mother Nature's plan, calling the four corners with a snake in hand. Symbolically, I am the tree. Deep roots, many branches for the family. As Kundalini rise, charging the left side, alternate nostril breathing, let the stress ride. Aura like lavender, calm and soothes you. Build and destroy, born to improve you. Really simple, ain't it? Nothing new is ancient. Sacred sentences, cracking the coded matrix. Copal resin over charcoal's repelling agents, intoxicating every breath, white lotus fragrance. I am the great mother, the cosmic womb, source of life, ocean, sonic boom, DNA, of the immortal, stars align, open portals. I am the great mother, cosmic womb, source of life, ocean, sonic boom, DNA, of the immortal, stars align, open portals.
First teacher, light breeder, bearing fruit, sharing truth, healing, taking care of you, mentally preparing you. The vase is a womb, like tassels, umbilical cord. One heart, one mind, one accord. Birth and elos, as above, below. Compliment the heroes, to the point like zero. Zero, reflection in the moon, sun shining. Original, not plagiarized. Heaven lies between her thighs. Home on the throne, with the king, she belong. Backbone, ride or live, survival imperative. In natural order, love and honor. Morocco to California, empress, queen, mother, daughter. All life begins in water. Sunflower, lotus bloom, honeysuckle, first womb. Jade, crystal, moonstone, master self, move on. Kaaba, Ankh, activate, opening the stargate. Charging up the universe, spoke the name of God first. I am the great mother, I'm the cosmic womb. Source of life, ocean, sonic boom, DNA, yeah, of the immortal, oh, yeah. Stars align, yeah. Open portals. I am the great mother, I'm a cosmic womb, source of life, ocean, sonic boom, DNA, yeah, of the immortal, oh, yeah. Stars align, yeah. Open portals.
Why is there a failure to communicate in black relationships? Because, like I said, you're not talking about nothing. The average black man and black woman ain't talking about nothing. There's nothing to talk about. You know? You ever wonder how black women, you ever see, like, I know everybody has seen this one time or another. You ever see black women who might not be all that attractive, right? And they might, you know, they might be built really nice, what a man might like, but in the face, they, you know, they call them butter faces. And I'm not trying to be derogatory about women, sisters, who, you know, who men don't find attractive, but you got some women they call butter faces. They say everything but her face. You know what I mean? Well, you know what they say. But anyway, you ever wonder how a lot of times these women will keep men? They'll keep nice-looking men, you know? They keep nice-looking men. Somebody said something about Angie Stone one time, the singer Angie Stone, because she was a, you know, big woman and whatnot. She's a pretty black woman, you know, a little heavy, but she kept men all the time. She had D'Angelo, she kept her husband, she always kept a man. Why? Because women like that, you know, even the women on the lower level of that, you know, even the ones who just are about sex, they master that game to the T. They will do every and anything. They will, you know, they know how to get on that man's level sexually and keep him and do every and anything. They turn themselves into that man's sexual fantasy or whatever the case may be. They open themselves up like no other woman. I'm just speaking from the sexual side. If you go in from that nature, you know, on that low end, or that low end, you know, part of the relationship, that they, even if it's shallow and it's not much, she can come to him on a sexual level so hard that she can make the man open up and, you know, open up his eyes to new things and the new world and talking about new things. You know, like I said, I know of such a situation. I've been in one a long time ago. 678, you on air?
Yes, brother, it's me again.
Uh-huh.
I was just listening. Mm-hmm. Yes, yes. I was just listening. And then it's an interesting thing. You brought up the butterface thing.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I see a lot of our butterface black women, you know, they've been dogged out so many times by black men. I don't know, you know, what the case was. But now they're moving on to white men. And they're, like, this is a girl talking about, you know, like you stated earlier, you say black people are ignorant, but you're hanging around ignorant white people. And, but mm-hmm. she'd rather hang around the white people more than she would the black people. Like, why is that?
Well, it's this mentality that in society where black women see, they're looking at TV, they're looking at certain, you know, where they feel black, where they feel white people are in a certain standing over black people. So black women want to be a part of that world. So by them going out and being, you know, with the white man or establishing some sort of a relationship with the white man, they feel as though they're leaving their old world where they, you know, might have felt stagnated with the black man. They feel like they're coming into something new. Like, for example, remember that movie I told you about, Something New, with Sanaa Lathan?
Yes.
Okay, now check out the science on what I'm just saying in that movie. Here it is. They gave the title Something New. Now, in her world, where she was a professional, she was dealing with a black man, and she found, like, his way of dealing with her stale and stagnant and whatnot. But then when the white man came into her life, you know, digging in the garden and being a, you know, just being a gardener, she, her whole world seemed like she hit, like it lit up because he was bringing her onto a whole another different type of level, or, you know, taking her out of that old world and bringing her into something new, quote unquote. I saw it today, and it's so funny. I saw a black girl who, you know, I know, you know, let's just say a friend of mine knows her. She does adult films, but she doesn't put it out there like that. Saw her on a train today, and she barely looked at me. I knew her from some, you know, from some place. The brothers knew her, and she just turned into a whole other person. Just started a conversation with a white guy, and just like really tried to like get into the, you know, get into it, and trying to talk a certain way, and trying to, you know, act like, you know, just ingratiated herself with the white man. And the reason why, like I said, they do that is because they feel as though they're being led into a whole new world that's better than the old world in. But what they don't, what they fail to understand is that in that so-called world, you know, where they feel that white men are more intelligent and, you know, whatever the case may be, and black men are low class, they can sit here and hear two black men like you and me having a conversation, an intelligent conversation, but in their minds, they still think we're ignorant, that we're not better than the white man. So that's that self-hating, self-esteem nature that's attached to a lot of these black women, especially a lot of these black women that are in the legal profession, that the ones that are in the corporate world, they have a low self-esteem mentality attached to them. That's why they run to the white man. It's that same master-slave mentality all over again. You know, and a lot of these black women, they don't mind making themselves the bed wench to the white man. They don't mind. They don't mind being a whore and all kind of nastiness to the white man, but then they'll turn around and get mad when the black man treat them that way.
You ain't never lied.
Nah, that's the truth. You go. There's something, and I heard about this through the grapevine, mind you, something called ghetto gaggers. I don't know if you ever heard of this.
Mm-mm.
Okay, this is some porn website where you have all, I heard about this through another radio show, where you have a porn website where you have white men who have black women on there, you know, they doing extreme porn where they, like, you know, ejaculating on the women, spitting on them, opening up watermelons on their head, all kind of crazy stuff. You know, the most bizarre things you ever want to hear. And these black women, you know, they let themselves be degraded, and I'm like, wow, you know. So you got a lot of black women who got a low self-esteem, and they got that slave mentality. That's why they still want to be with the white man. They, you know, they got that, they got what I call bed wench syndrome. You know,
man,
they got bed wench.
Yeah, I mean, it's just absolutely disgusting when you see these.
Yeah,
these,
well,
women,
these black women,
but
these black females are disgusting. The ones who want to be with the white man, they are disgusting. You know?
But then, like you said earlier, previously, then they turn around and blame it on us. It's like I've been dogged out by this many black men, probably more black men than anybody. See, they like to flip it like that.
Well, maybe, you know, if she been dogged out by a lot of black men, it's never her. It's never nothing she did. It's never nothing about her. It's always the black men. That's like, it's like, you know, if you walking in the street and you keep getting hit by cars, don't you start thinking, hey, well, the cars are not aiming for me. Maybe it's because I'm walking in the street and I won't get the hell out the street.
Absolutely.
You know, that's what it is. You know, it's never, it's always the black man that, because they don't want her. Maybe it's, you know, it's just something about you, you know. But like I said, women are not honest enough to admit, just like men are not honest enough to admit that these black men, like I said, it's not. I'm not doing no gender war thing where I'm blaming the black women. I'm getting on everybody equally because a lot of black men will sit up here and say, oh, I'm a good brother. I don't know why I can't find a good sister. Really? What's good about you? What's really good about you? You know, what's good about your mentality, how you act toward other brothers and whatnot? What do you stand for? What are you about? You know, what makes you a good brother? What makes her a good sister? You know?
I mean, I agree 100%. I mean, you know, with me going to a HBCU, you're starting to see that more and more. You know, like you stated previously with the race mixing, you're starting to see a lot of our butterhead black girls, you know, they're just easily just cross over to the white race now.
Yeah, well.
But, you know, our prominent black girls, the ones that look good, they still, for now, they still with us.
Nah.
Because, you know, they're in high demand. But the butterheads, like you stated, shoot, they'd rather just go with the white man. And he's doing the same thing we're doing.
Yeah, of course. He's dogging
them
out.
He don't want to be with them, you know, for a long term.
Yeah.
He's just hitting them.
Exactly. It was this black woman, right? This was on the documentary I saw. It was like a little documentary where they was talking about why black women are not getting married. It was this black woman on there, right? And she's in Atlanta. She's a lawyer, and she's nice looking. She's a decent looking woman. The perm on her hair and everything. I don't like the whole perm. I like natural sisters. But anyway, she feels though I'm a professional and I'm such a catch, and you know, and I'm doing this, and I'm a lawyer, and you know, and she was dancing. She was at some thing cheerleading as a like for some football game, you know, she had on some cheerleading shorts and all this, you know, trying to show that she looked good. So she's talking about how she was in a bar or something like that, or in a cafe, and she was talking to some white guy because, you know, by this time, she's talking about she's opening up to white men and all other kinds of men, and she was talking to the white guy, and, you know, she said they were having a good conversation and blah, 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 and, you know, and she's like, the white guy just got up and left. He didn't, you know, try to ask her for her number or nothing. He didn't want to have nothing to do with her. So, you know, that same problem, she claims that it was problems with black men, but then now the white man don't want you. So now what you going to blame it on? You know, the white man didn't want you. Because I tell these black women all the time, look, the white man, he's not dealing, he's going to deal with what's familiar with him. Let me tell you something about the white, and we're going to talk about this, probably that might be Monday's show, the interracial relationships. That might be the next show Monday. Well, I'm going to talk about the real mindset behind the white man and, you know, him wanting the black woman so much. It's not about, a lot of times with a lot of these white men, it's not about the black woman that he wants her. It's not so much about that. What it's really about is he's trying to, you know, kick the black man. You know what I mean? That's the whole thing about I can have your woman. You know what I mean? That's really what a lot of that's about. And the black woman that go with the white man, she don't see it. It's really a shot at the black man. You understand? That's really what it is. He goes out and gets the best-looking black woman he can get. The white man will go get the best-looking body. The black man will get the worst one he can find. Anything, you know, it's in reverse. He gets the worst one. The white man tries to get the best-looking one of the sisters, and he'll walk around with her and parade her in front of other black men. You understand? Because that's the devil in him. That's the evil in him, just to do that because he wants to cause jealousy. You understand? It's not because he's so much into the black woman. Because the white man, you're dealing with somebody, and their genetics, you're dealing with somebody who has sex with an animal. The white man, he's known for bestiality. He'll have sex with an animal. So, because he want to lay down, because the black woman got this mentality where she thinks just because the white man want to have sex with her that he's really into her. Hell, the white man will have sex with another man. He'll have sex with a horse. He'll have sex with a little boy. He'll have sex with an animal. They known for that. And I'm not being racist. Is this not true?
I mean, you can pull up facts and cases right now on Google.
Exactly.
That supports what you're saying.
Exactly. So if the white man, all I'm saying is the white man, 9 times out of 10, he looks at the black woman as just another sexual experiment. That's all. Something for him to screw, something for him to stick it in. He'll stick it in a damn tree trunk because he's a weirdo. You know, that's how the white man is.
With these, our black women with these mentalities, it's probably just best that we just, you know, avoid them. You know, I tried talking to her. I mean, she's, you know, she's calling me a racist and everything, and I'm like, you know what, like what you always known for saying, it's not for you.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
Why even waste my time?
Don't waste your time. We only deal with the people who are on this level mentally. Majority of these black women, they finished. You know what I mean? The majority of our people are finished. And I've been telling our people this all the time. Don't worry about the majority of our people. The majority of our people are finished, man. They just waiting to lay down and die. You know what I mean? And that's it might sound harsh, but it's the truth. The majority of our people are finished. You take the sisters and the brothers that's on this level mentally, that's going to move into the future, and we breed a whole new race, a whole new family amongst them. The rest of these niggas could just go ahead and drop dead, man. I don't care if it sounds harsh, but it's the truth. I'm not cutting you. Let them go ahead and go. Let them go be with the white man could have you. You know what I'm saying? And hopefully they don't find you somewhere cut up in 50 pieces somewhere, you know, because he likes to do that too. You know, because he had this black woman who sat up here and talked this nonsense about her white husband. And then the white man turns around, and whenever she was talking about she getting a divorce from her white husband because he calls her a nigga and, you know, in front of his friends and all of a sudden joking about her and this, that, and the third. And she sat up here and married this guy. I'm like, you didn't know he was that way before you got with him? You know?
Yeah.
That's how he is? You know, just because the white man like a little brown, sugar. You know what I'm saying? From time to time, because he'd lay down with you and he'd tell a black, because anybody, you know, a white man could tell a black woman she pretty, and a lot of our sisters suffer. Now, you tell a black woman she pretty, oh, thank you. The white man tell them, oh, you're beautiful. Oh, they start cheesing out of they damn face.
Just like a damn coon.
Yeah, like a coon. Most of these black women are coons. Most of these sisters, I'm not saying all, but a lot of these sisters are coons. They love the white man. And I told you, I made a prediction that in time, you're going to probably see a female black president with a white husband. They already got this. They got this set up already, and it might be this woman they got in Salt Lake City, Utah. She's a Mormon, and she's married to the white man. She's like a mayor or governor out there, you know, and they got their little biracial children, and she's a Mormon. And the Mormons, they are the worst racists on the damn. They the ones was sitting up here talking about black people are cursed and stuff like that. And I'm like, okay, they taught in their doctrine that black people was cursed. Then niggas go and join them 100 years later because they say, oh, you know, that's when we was in the dark. We didn't know we shouldn't have been teaching that and this, that, and the third and whatnot. And I see black Mormons. How could you be a part of something like that?
Like you said before. And, black people, we're the worst race for that Down syndrome. You just want to be down.
Exactly.
I see it every day.
Exactly. You know, you see it all the time. Same thing with the black woman, like I said, and the black man too. Want to be with Becky. He want to be with the white girl because, like I said, he cheese all out his damn teeth when the white girl smile at him and whatnot. Like I said. Once Coco came on the scene and the white girls, the big butts, it was all over for the black man, like I said, because all he needs is a bunch of women, white women with big behinds. That's the only reason he ain't running to the white women right now, because they butts ain't big. But once they get some implants, it's over. It's over. You know, the black man, the average black man's a coon, too. He'll go run, go be with the white woman, go not be with his woman no more. Because, like I said, these people are not, these people don't stand for nothing. You understand? These people don't stand for nothing. They are mentally dead. With them, a hole is just a hole. You know what I'm saying? They'll stick it in anything. They got the mentality of the white man now, a lot of them. They don't stand for nothing. They not about nothing. So that's why you see the majority of these black women out here, they ain't got no man. And the black man, he ain't with nobody, or he a homosexual, or the black woman done become a lesbian, or she going with the white man now. And that's good. I say, you know what I say? I say good. You know, that takes them out of the dating pool. That takes them out of the mating pool. We don't need these people in our dating pools and our mating pools. We don't need them. We need real black men and real black women. So I encourage the homosexuals, the lesbians, and the race mixers to go with the white man, go with the homos, go with the lesbians, go with them. Go to hell with them. You know what I'm saying? I don't have nothing against them. Go with them because it takes them out of our radar. I wish that guy, what's his name, the one who came out, and he out in Atlanta, because, you know, like you said, it's full of homos out there. I wish he would have came out a lot sooner and whatnot, because had he come out a lot sooner, it would have saved his wife a whole lot of heartache. I feel bad. The guy wrote that download book. I forget what his name is.
Yeah, I don't even want to know.
Yeah, he wrote, it got really popular. You know, he wrote the download book. But it would have brought a whole lot of these black men out, because that needs to come out amongst our people. So it needs to come out like a festering sore so we can bleed it out of our system and the intelligent ones of our people can move on. That's That's why I say I stick up for these people all the time. I said, let them come out the closet. Let them be who they are so we can move on without them. Let the butter faces go with the white man. Let the Negroes who love the white woman, the Asian woman, and all of them go and be with them.
Yeah.
You know? So, and we can move on with our people. The intelligent ones of our people, the real sisters and the real brothers. That's what we're looking for. That's what we're talking about in the state of mental. That's why I was advocating the separation of our people and whatnot, because we can breed real and lasting relationships amongst our people, but we have to get away from these niggas to do it.
You're absolutely right.
You know, so that's, you know, we did.
Thank you again, brother, man. I'm going to let you, you know, go ahead and finish and close out, and I'm going to continue to listen. I just wanted to, you know, bring that to your attention and get your point of view on that. But you definitely answered. You hit it right on the nail with that one, with your answer.
Thank you. J.L. King, that's his name. Thank you, Dawn. J.L. King. That's the guy who wrote the book on the down low. Like I said, it's a whole lot of on the down low. We knew that was going to come. We knew that Atlanta was going to be the new capital of black homosexuality. It's the black San Francisco out there. I know. You know.
Yeah, it's terrible.
Yeah, I'm sure. Like I said, but you real brothers need to come together. You real brothers who steal black men out there need to come together. I need to be getting out there talking to y'all. We need to be formulating something, and I need to come out there and be teaching y'all because, you know, y'all the future, man, and these sisters out there, we're going to have to come together, like I said, and I'm advocating that. I'm talking to brothers in Baltimore. I'm talking to sisters in Georgia. You know what I'm saying? So it's coming to that now. I'm talking to sisters in Houston. So, I'm talking to sisters in Houston. So it's all coming to that now. It's coming to the time where we're going to have to know each other for survival because the majority of our people are not with us, and we're going to have to be amongst ourselves to be able to do something better because, like I said, the rest of our people, they just finished, man. You know, I'm actually glad when I don't see that a lot of the black women, these simple-minded black women out here, or these black females out here, and these simple-minded black males are not mating. I'm actually glad when they're not getting together. You know, it'll save less little niggas running around the world not doing nothing and not contributing to society, just talking about nothing. So
the intelligent breeding with the intelligent. Yeah,
yes, sir.
I say that too.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. That's what I advocate. That's what we advocate in the state of mentality. The intelligent ones of our people breed with the intelligent ones to get a supremely intelligent new people out of the black race.
I agree 100%. But whenever you're ready to come down here in Georgia, I have people I've already talked to them about this, even on my campus, even if I've already graduated, you still have that outlet here in Georgia because more people need to hear you and they want to hear you, to be honest.
Okay.
You know, the feedback that I'm getting from my Facebook, more people, they would like to hear what you have to say because it's not nonsense. It's something that of substance, and it means something.
Yeah, so that's what it's all about.
Whenever you're ready, just let me know.
I got you. I'm going to be coming, trust me, I'm going to be coming to you within the next few months. I'm putting together meetings here in New York, then I'll be in Baltimore, and then I'll come out there to Georgia. Like I said, I got your number up here and whatnot. Your number's locked in my phone, so. All right,
brother.
All right, Jermaine. Peace. Watch out for the class on. Watch out for the. I said class, but the radio broadcast. Brothers be saying I'll be teaching class on the radio, but watch out for the radio broadcast on Monday. I'm probably gonna deal with this biracial, this racial interracial thing. You know, I'm gonna put a nail in that. You know, so.
I can't wait.
All right.
Need to hear about it. All right.
Yes, sir. All right, brother. Thanks again.
No problem.
All right. Once again, Brother Jermaine from Georgia, university student, future lawyer. You understand? That's what I'm talking about. We had a disagreement on religion one time, but you know what? You know, we're going to have these disagreements until, you know, I break it all the way down. The brother admitted, I love the fact that the brother admitted that, listen, hey, brother, I'm learning. You know, I'm just going by what I know and whatnot. I'm learning. He was humble, and I like that. So it's definitely, it was never no animosity but me and that brother. It's a good brother and whatnot, and like I said, we got to get this message of mentalect out here because it is for the mentally elect. This new knowledge is for the chosen ones of our people. We moving forward. It's about the intelligent ones coming amongst the intelligent ones. You hear it out there. You hear that our people want this message. And it should make those of you in the listening audience, those of you who have listened to the intellectual's message, who has listened to, you know, these radio broadcasts, who have spoken to me one-on-one, this should gear you to help spread this message because this is the salvation to our people. this knowledge of mentalect is the salvation to our people. Just as Islam was the salvation to our people at one time under the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, mentalect is the salvation to our people in this day and time in the new millennium. We don't bypass all these religions to get to where we are now. Knowledge that is for the mentally elect. And I said, and I wasn't ashamed when I said, I hope that the majority of these people don't mate. I hope the majority of these relationships don't last. We don't need no more children coming out of this thing with simple-minded people. You understand? I'm not against the majority of these women not having men, because the majority of these women don't deserve men, and the majority of these men don't deserve good women. They need to just go ahead and be with each other, and it's going to be a continuous roller coaster of these relationships that go nowhere, and they're going to wonder why. I don't give a goddamn how many books Steve Harvey writes or these black relationship guys. All these guys doing is just getting money. All right, that's all it's about. It's not solving no problem. And then these niggas that's making the movie, they just capitalizing off of the movie. Just some more silly nonsense of black people, you know, same people write the same script, you know, a woman trying to outdo the man. And the whole thing, us against them. And then you wonder why, with a steady stream of this BS, it's because, you know, the white man, he'll support this us against them mentality. He'll support that, the black man against the black woman. You understand? That he'll support some raunchy comedy about, you know, the opposites against the opposites, and, you know, and the music is playing in the background. He'll support that nonsense. You know, they ain't going to support no black man loving no black woman. Yeah, they ain't supporting that. I mean, I know Tyler Perry, he tried to do that with this Good Deeds thing. I thought I was going to catch it. You know, I liked what he did. In all fairness, I like what Tyler Perry did with you know, he tries to present good images of black people. He'll try when he's not wearing the goddamn dress, but he'll try. You know, obviously that's what Hollywood wants out of him and whatnot, so he got to give them what they want in order to get them budgets, you know. But he'll try, and like I said, I liked the movie with Janet Jack, Why Did I Get Married? I liked those. And I liked, you know, Tyler Perry and the Good Deeds thing. I know I liked that, you know, him making his big, you know, starring debut in the movie without wearing a damn dress, you know what I mean? So, you know, you get mixed messages with people like this. But these books and these ideas that breed this us against them mentality, that's another thing, you know. Like I said, we got that from the white man. Men are from Venus, women are from Mars, all kind of madness. This is what we get. This is what we accept. This is what we take, and we start thinking like them. We start thinking that, you know, you ain't my sister. You ain't my brother. You know what I mean? They get that mentality. It all plays back to that. It all plays back to that. It all plays back to this submental thing, thinking on a submental level. You know? Our messages get lost in translation. Like I said, where the black man's messages and the black woman's messages get lost in translation, because, hell, the average black man ain't listening to you. You talk and it sound like wah 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 wah. Remember how on Charlie Brown, wah 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 wah. The only thing the average black man hear when he talking to you average black woman is sex. What do you want to do with that? That's the only thing he listening to. That's the only thing he hears. You know, even in the so-called conscious community, that's all the niggas about over there. You know, yeah, my sister, and yeah, and the blackness of the black, and the black of the black of the black, black, black. Womp, 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 womp. That's the conscious community. You know? The only thing the brother hears, oh, brother, you want to come over, sex. That's what they hear. That's what they hear. That's what it's all about. And like I said, don't get me wrong, I'm not a prude. I like women. I love women, love sisters and whatnot. Nothing wrong with, you know, sexual relationships and coming together. There's nothing wrong with that. I, by no stretch of the imagination, am a prude. But when that's all you can get out of it, where there's no mental stimulation, I can't do nothing with without mental stimulation first. If you don't stimulate me mentally, physically, it's not going to happen. You know, I couldn't make myself do it. You know, I had experiences like that before. Where mentally I wasn't into a person, so physically it's not going to be there. You know, and if that does happen, like I said, it ain't going to last long. You know, both, you know, the sexual encounter and the physical encounter of just, you know, just talking to you, you know. That's why, you know, a lot of these things, a lot of the black men and black women's relationships, like I said, they you got the and it's not just like I said, it's not even, you know, even with the white relationships, you know, they find a common ground. You know, they find the white man and the white woman have a common ground they talk about. They could talk about art and culture and all kind of BS, you know what I mean, that they talk about. They talk about art and culture and whatnot. And the funny thing about the black woman is when she gets with the white man, she'll try to bone up on all that stuff he talking about, art and culture and stuff like that and all that. But when the black man, she gets with a man who's conscious or so-called conscious or intelligent or dealing with something high about blackness, I don't want to hear that. Oh, I don't want to deal with all that. With Egypt, what he talking? I don't want to deal with. But the white man comes and starts talking about culture and, you know, and Holti culture and birds and parks or whatever stuff he into. The black woman will go with that. She'll go and read a book on it. She'll go and try and at least study it so she can have something to talk about with the white man. You know, and 9 times out of 10, he got to force himself to have sex with the black woman, because the average white man, like I said, he's dealing with all kinds of you know, he's dealing with all kinds of hang-ups. He might not be built down there the way he thinks the black woman wants. But he don't understand the black woman ain't really after him for sex. She's after him because she's seeking status. She's seeking to be accepted in another world. That's what she's after him for. She's not interested in the size of his penis. You know? She's not interested in that. She's all cooned out of her mind anyway. She's messed up anyway. She's gone. She's cooned out of her mind. She suffers, like I said, she suffers from bed wench syndrome. We coined that first in the State of Mental Radio, bed wench syndrome. A lot of you black females suffer from bed wench syndrome, the ones that you want to go lay down with the white man. Because, like, your great-great-great-grandmamas was probably bed wenches for the white man. They probably, you know, when they was in slavery, they probably would hurry up and give it up to the white man, spread their legs for him, and it went down into your genetics. You can pass things like that on in your genetics. You understand? Just like you could pass on things like being a jump off. You know? You could pass that on. You could pass on being an airhead in your genetics. You know? You can pass that on. You can pass on intelligence or lack thereof. It's all open. It's all open. Questions, comments. Be honest with yourself. I'm going to say it again. Be honest with yourself. The majority of these black men ain't talking about nothing. The majority of you black women ain't talking about nothing. That's why your relationships go nowhere. You're shallow as hell. You understand that? You're shallow. And for you black women who have a little something on the cup and y'all stand for something, look for those men who stand for something. You understand? Lay with them. Your relationships will last longer. Lay with those black men who stand for something. You understand? Build something with them. Connect with them. Make sure his mind is flexible. Your mind should be flexible in order to stretch and to grow. Do not get with a Negro, someone whose mind is not flexible and he can't stretch his imagination or his mentality to go beyond where he's stuck at, but beyond that stagnation. He can't go beyond that. Find out what you're dealing with. Sexual encounters don't usually last too long when you're not mentally stimulated by somebody. Like I said, the stupid black women or the stupid black females, they'll go with a Negro who ain't, you know, who's just about sex. They'll marry guys based just on sex and physical attraction. You understand? They'll marry the ignorant black woman will marry somebody based on just sex and physical attraction. You understand that? And then once they wear off, there you have it. You know, there you have it. She thought that was enough. She thought it was enough to sustain some sort of relationship with that person. Very few men you're going to meet in your lifetime who got something on the cap. Very few women in your lifetime you're going to meet that have something on the cap. So those people should be hooking up, enjoying each other physically and mentally. Those people should be seeking satisfaction in each other. You could lay out with a woman after sex, and if you could lay out with a woman after sex or lay out with a man after sex and look at the ceiling and think about greater things and laugh and joke and talk about the future, then that's the person you should be dealing with. But if it's just like afterwards you get up, you're like, all right, yeah, all right, that was good, all right, then that means that that's all it was. That's all that they contributed to it. You understand? He contributed the stiff rod. She contributed the open hole. That was it. And a hole to a lot of these men out here is just a hole. And you know what I mean by that? It could be a man's. It could be a tranny. Anything. It don't matter. Because it's just sex. There's no mental connection there. Nothing. It's not about nothing. Majority, like I said, majority of you women, you base relationships. You trying to base relationships off of that. Like I said, all these women, that woman I talked about, the lawyer who was doing all the cheerleading, I could tell she was shallow as hell. I could tell. Because you can't tell a black woman once she go and get educated by the white man, once she get a degree, once she get a profession or some kind of job, you can't tell her nothing. She's smarter than you. You don't know nothing. She read all the books. She know this. She know that. You can't tell her a damn thing. But then she wonder why she alone. Why nobody? Oh, then she tells her, oh, well, because a black man can't, because I make too much money and he can't compete with me and, you know, he's jealous of me and he can't stand a woman who make more money, he can't stand a woman who make more money than him because I got this and he ain't got nothing. You got a job. You work for the white man. You don't got nothing. You have nothing. You got just enough money. You so-called black professional women who talking this madness about you can't find a good black man, maybe because you're not a good woman. You got so much education, and you a lawyer, whatever, doctor, whatever you think you are. You know, you read the right books, and you read the white man books, and you consumed all of his useless information. And I'm not talking about the technical stuff you can use to be a doctor. I'm not talking about the technical stuff. I'm talking about you consumed his mentality. You read his books. You adopted his mentality, his sub-mental way of thinking. And you think that you're on a higher level because of that. You understand? But you're deep down, you're shallow as hell. And here it is, proved it. The white man who was a professional, he didn't even want you. He saw you. So you got the black men, don't want you either. And you alone. You figure you got all the fixings. You a lawyer. You cheerleader. You do this, and you a professional. You in Atlanta. You a good-looking woman. But why am I not getting any men that want me? Because you're not about nothing. You're not about nothing. See, because it's not about what you put, you know, on the inside. It's about what's on the inside coming out. That's what it's about. What are you made of? What do you stand for? You black women who are on that mindset, y'all don't stand for nothing. Like I said, you go to the majority of these black women out here who talking about they can't find a man, and you have a conversation with them, but I guarantee you within 5 minutes you'll know why they can't find a man. You'll know exactly why. You go to these black men out here who talking that same crap about the black woman or whatever, and you talk to them, you'll see a bunch of wounded, naked females under there who got hurt by some bitter-ass black woman. They mad about that. So that's coming out of them. They venting. They raging. They angry. You understand? They hate the black woman. Like I said, go look at the Israelites. Anytime, Google them. I mean, look at the Israelites on YouTube. You hear them cursing the black woman out, calling all kind of bitches and whores and everything else. And the black woman ain't this and that and this, that, and the third. And yeah, a bunch of bitter, angry black men. But then they'll sit around here and coon out over the white woman. You understand? That's the mentality. That's the mentality. These people need to breed only amongst themselves until they breed out. That's what I say. These broken people, these incomplete people, they need to breed amongst themselves until they breed totally out. Because they serve no purpose. They serve no purpose. They're shallow as hell, especially in that conscious community. You understand that? They serve no purpose. Because anytime you can accept some nigga talking some you my goddess, you're beautiful, my queen, my goddess, and all that BS. The only time you can accept that, and you think that's real, that says something about you, how shallow you are. That says something shallow about your relationship, why you could jump in a relationship and it don't last. Because he's just as shallow as you are. You understand? But the problem is somebody's always going to try to go deep. You know, that's what happens with women and men. That's where the break usually happens. You'll get into it with a guy. That's another avenue I forgot to talk about. You'll get into a relationship with somebody, and it'll start off with him being shallow. And then as you laying with him, you mistake that laying with him as love because he made you have a good orgasm. You'll mistake that, and then you'll start to try and be deep. And he'll go, whoa, wait a minute. And what happens? He ends up running off to another state. You know, he leave you alone because you was getting too deep. It was fun and games at first. It was love, sex, and, you know, all that, you know, all the trimming and all the talk. Then it got too deep. You tried to get deep. You wanted to really be his woman for real. When all he really wanted was a girlfriend. He wanted to, you know, in good time. And there's nothing wrong with that if that's what you y'all agree upon. But ultimately, either somebody's going to end up getting deep. Either she might be shallow and the guy might want to get deep. And she's like, whoa, wait a minute now. Come on now. You know, it happens. This is where your relationships fold. Questions, comments. Speak up. Questions, comments. I'm glad to see people are tuning in on a Friday. They don't have anything else better to do. Majority of our Facebook audience probably somewhere in the club. They'll listen to it later. It's all good. But they probably in some club somewhere hearing some simple-minded conversation. What the hell else are you doing on a Friday night? Y'all listening to some simple-minded conversation? Or are you listening to, you looking at some TV and some women cackling and fighting and, you know, acting, you know, some reality TV and some women cackling and fighting over a man. You know, something disgusting. You know, that's what serves as ammunition. That's what serves as mind food for these black women who are looking for a good man and a good relationship, or vice versa. And then that's what serves as that. That's the food that's fed into their minds, and then they go right back out into the world and they talk about they're looking for a good man, but they got that mentality of basketball wives or hip-hop, loving hip-hop or some nonsense. You understand? From a bunch of video jump-offs. You understand? Or club jump-offs that all the rappers done ran through. You going to listen, you going to take advice from them about men. They talking about, yeah, I want to really be with a real man, and when one of the rappers, hear this nigga sitting around with his pants falling down and he with a kid t-shirt on, and you trying to be serious talking about I'm looking for a serious relationship with a man. This is the man you're looking for. This is what you loaded up. This is what loads up on your mind. You understand? This is what the load up is on your mind. This is what your daughters are watching. This is the future relationships that your daughters are watching. You know, this is what when I hear them talking, when they come in from school, they 12, 13 years old, talking, yeah, I'm involved in a relationship. I heard a little girl say, 12, 11 years old, I'm involved in a relationship. He don't understand, I'm involved in a relationship. This is what they talking about. And who is giving them relationship advice? Nicki Minaj, Lil' Kim, the basketball wives, whoever. You understand that you know, or they looking at their mother, who ain't got no man. You understand? That's the future. That's the future. More broken women, more broken down, battered out women. That's why I say we have to break off and raise our daughters differently. We have to break off and raise our sons differently. We can't allow a next generation to come up like this. It's going to be worse than basketball wives. It's going to be worse because with each generation, if it goes unchecked, it becomes worse. It's just like a sexually transmitted disease. If you don't treat it, it becomes worse and worse and worse. We, in the state of mental, are trying to treat that for our people now and bring out the best of our people who are going to come together, We're trying to treat this disease right now by quarantining the intelligent ones of our people off from the sick and dying. We make that call for our people to come out amongst the sick and the dying. The sick and the dying are in the conscious community. The sick and dying are in the general world. Sick and dying. Mentally dead. You know? Mentally dead, eventually physically dead, morally dead. This is what's going on in your relationships. So don't look to these Negroes out here, these Negresses out here, who, like I said, who are talking about, I can't find nobody. Don't get caught up in that. That's so not our world. The intelligent ones of my people that we raised up, that is so not our world. Because in this new world, in this new state, in this new society we raising up in the state of Mentel, there's not going to be a sister without a brother. You understand? That's not going to happen. If your mind is right. If your mind is not right, then you don't belong here. We don't want you with us. We don't want you listening. I don't even want you listening to my radio broadcast unless you're trying to get your mind right. You understand? I don't even want that. We here for the ones who see the big picture, who see the future, who are 100% trying to put their feet into the future and move away from the negativity of the past, dumping things off, and trying to actually connect to the higher self, the higher mental self. That higher mental self is God. We are supposed to be moving in a state of evolution mentally toward God, the true and living God, not that God of religion. You understand? That's why if you notice, that mentality is fostered in the church. How many single black women you see in the church? How many homosexuals you see in the church? Hell no, we ain't worshiping the same God as these people. Our God is real. The true and living God, Amun, is real. Their God is false. That's why they can do anything. That's why they don't have any men. That's why the children are wayward. That's why they doing everything in there. That's why all these things go on. It won't be so with what we building. Will not be so, not on my watch, and not on the watch of the brothers who are coming together and the real sisters are coming together, because, like I said, we're going to see the filth in the society, and we're going to have to inhale the filth until it gets us sick till we have to get the hell out of the house. You understand? We got to see 400-pound black women sitting up talking about, I can't find one. I'm going to find my man. And we got to look at, you know, we're not disgusted all the way yet. You understand? Well, I'm pretty disgusted. I'm disgusted with the black race. I'm sorry. I said I'm disgusted with the black race. You know, so much so that I want to take my people out of the black race, extract my people, the intelligent, healthy, clean, mentally stable people out of the black race before anyone want more of us get infected with the mental illness of the black race. And their concerns over relationships and connections and whatnot. You people don't need to connect with each other. You people need to be far apart as possible. You need to breed yourselves out. We need healthy relationships with healthy people. You got healthy brothers and whatnot who are getting caught up in relationships with unhealthy sisters because they're so desperate for a woman, or healthy sisters who are mentally healthy getting caught up in relationships with unhealthy men because they're seeking out somebody to be with. We got to stop that. We got to stop it in our time, in real time. It's not a joke. This is real. We've come to the end of the broadcast. Join us on Monday. State of Mentel Radio will be discussing the interracial thing. You're going to like that as a treat. You know, we're going to be discussing the interracial thing, why our people feel a need to run outside of our race. We're going to discuss that on Monday, 9 p.m. Be here, be square. We're going to have some hell of an image. We're going to have some hella images in the feeder. So be here, listen, you know, promote the broadcast. We put it on your page and whatnot. We always, you know, our numbers are getting up more and more. A lot of our people are catching this broadcast on the podcast and on their phones and things like that. So tune in, listen in. You know, it's going to come a time, and I said it's going to come a time where there's going to be no mental stimulation in this society when all you're going to be bogged down with is a bunch of stupid reality shows and women fighting each other and men arguing with each other, all kind of stupidity, that you're gonna, it's gonna go right back to when the radio came into and people used to gather around the radio and listen to broadcasts. That's what's gonna happen in this day and time with this broadcast on computer and online. Y'all gonna start gathering around and listening and discussing things again and starting to think again. That's what's gonna happen. And that's what's supposed to happen. You're going to put the phone down and stop talking to these ignorant black people that you, that you've been in contact with. I don't care if they're your family, your friends, and whatnot. And you're going to listen, and you're going to get with another person who is intelligent just as you are, and they're going to, y'all going to listen and discuss this. And we're going to spread this message. That's reality. That's going to happen. That's what this is all about. Join us again for State of Intel Radio. Join us again Monday, 9 p.m., like I said, we're going to do the race mixing thing, you know, what entices our people to do such a thing. Those of you in New York, the Ciroc party, the Ciroc concert, the mini concert over at Nicholas Brooklyn, Fulton Street, I don't know exactly what the I don't know exactly what the number is on it, but you check on Abundance, the Abundance Child Network's page, Abundance Child Network's page and the network page, and you'll see the advertisement for the Ciroc mini concert over at Nicholas Brooklyn in Brooklyn, New York. It's going to be a pretty good show. I like Ciroc, and I think she's bringing Ty Phoenix and all them. All the, pretty much all the people I play on this broadcast. We're going to have some new music uploaded by Monday, so stay tuned. All right. I am the intellectual Nubian Menkarays. This has been State of Mental Radio. Thank you for listening. Good night.
it's one specific type of glass? Do you use the same one, or is it just different glasses altogether? And you've never had any problems with it in your smoothies and in your juices, right? Oh, okay, that's all. Okay. So basically, when you leave it at home and you put it in the refrigerator, it just sits in the bottle, it's okay. Oh, okay, you drink it room temperature. Okay. And you never have any problem with drinking at room temperature when you leave it at home? I never heard anybody say that before. Are you keeping the water out of sunlight? Okay. That's strange. I never heard that. Transferring and taking it with you to work and then it's not tasting, you know, after a day or two. I'm trying to figure out, I don't know. I never heard it before. Mm-hmm, that might be it. Anyone.